Welcome back to the podcast here with your man, Lou P. And it gives me great pleasure to include for today's podcast my dear friend, Jocelyn. Jocelyn, say hello to everybody.
Hi, everybody. How's everybody doing today?
Oh, we're doing great. So, folks, I want to tell you right now from jump, Jocelyn has her own YouTube page, does a lot of reviews, and what we're going to have every now and then, Jocelyn and I, we're going to talk about things, movies, comics, TV, all the stuff that all you folks listening to us right now really are into. So give a shout out. Where could people find your work, Jocelyn?
Sure, absolutely. Well, first of all, Louis, I just want to thank you so much for this opportunity. This is exciting for me. Just a little background about myself. You know, I am working in the healthcare industry. I've worked in the healthcare industry for 20 years. And, you know, I just decided, hey, I want to start my YouTube channel because I love watching other people's reactions to my favorite TV show. So then I got into that. And then I started to create my own YouTube channel. So everyone, you can find me on Jocelyn RP. That's the name of my YouTube channel. And so since then, it's been now about a little bit over a year. And I do reviews on my favorite shows, which happens to be The Flash, Supergirl. I do watch Arrow. As you can tell, there's a trend. I love the CW shows. Yes. As well as doing some vlogs and some cooking channels.
Oh.
Another place that I also started was also, I have a public Facebook page, and mm-hmm. It's called Watch Jocelyn RP Channel. So that's another place, and I'm still deciding if I should start an Instagram. So I'm not quite sure, but we'll see.
Cover it all.
A little background about myself.
Yes, so cover it all. So, as she dropped on you guys, we will be talking about a lot of the CW shows in the Arrowverse to sound really cool about that, to sound comic geeky. We'll talk about shows in the Arrowverse. Obviously, we're going to talk about movies, you know, the MCU and DC, all the comic movies we'll talk about, and other movies too. Jocelyn and I will give our opinions and reviews on movies and TV shows, and we'll let all you folks out there chime in. We'd love to hear from you folks, just how you feel about, you know, okay, yeah, I agree with what they're saying, or wow, I never thought about that point. But today we're going to talk about, you know, oddly enough, Jocelyn, today I'm looking out at the TV and today is Oscar day. Now, yeah, I got to be honest with you. I used to really love the Oscars when I was a little kid. I'd look forward to this moment and all the movies. And back then it seemed like there was only like maybe four movies that were nominated for Best Picture. Now I'm looking at this list. I got 9 movies.
Okay, I was close.
Nine movies for Best Picture. So to me, that kind of, you know, takes the value out of Best Picture. And so I got to be honest with you, folks. It's been years since I've actually sat down to watch a lot of the best nominated movies. And looking at the list this year, I've only seen two. I've only seen two. And one of them is Get Out. The other one is The Post. Now, the mm-hmm. one that this website's kind of favoring that's going to win it is Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Yeah, I think
that is what I heard. I haven't seen it yet. And to be honest, I haven't watched some of those movies either. But you mm-hmm. know what? I would be interested. So actually, some other movies I wanted to just also make mention that were nominated, mm-hmm. if that's okay, Louis.
Oh, yeah, go right ahead.
So Shape of Water.
Yes.
That's been nominated. The Darkest Hour. Dunkirk. Mm-hmm. Phantom Thread. Three Billboards Outside of Missouri, which you mentioned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Get Out, The Post, Call Me By Your Name, and Lady Bird.
Yes.
So I have not seen any of these movies either.
Exactly. None of these really jump out at me. I'll admit I saw Get Out because it's funny how if you haven't, you know, we don't want to ruin anything for folks. Well, you know, maybe it's time we can. Yeah, we could probably tell spoilers at this point. But Get Out to me was an amazing movie. The fact that it had you going one way, then it ended totally different. So that's what I liked about the movie. Being that I'm a history guy, I would love to see Dunkirk and The Darkest Hour, obviously. Shape of Water, I don't know if I could really get into.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I've heard different people say it's like somewhat of a romantic relationship between the human, a female, and the alien.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I view it, you know.
Is it a specimen? Would you call it like a live specimen? specimen?
I would think so. I would still, for us, I would call it like Aquaman finds somebody, you know? We'll do it like that for us.
And I do not want to picture Jason Momoa in that situation. Exactly. But wait a minute. I will sign up. Wait a minute. That's going to work for me.
If they would have got him to be the beast or whatever the being was, I'm sure there'd be a lot of people that would agree with that movie.
Oh, yeah. All of us will be like, get out of the way. It's my
exactly.
turn. It's my
exactly.
Yes, I'll work a double. Yes, I will work on holidays. Okay.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, being that, you know, like I said, it's Oscar time. And well, for us, I'm going to speak for myself and we're going to hear your opinion on this. But obviously, this movie just came out a few weeks ago. And right now, I would say for our audience, we talk, like I said, we talk a lot of Marvel Cinematic Universe. We'll talk DC. We'll talk, you know, like we said, we'll talk a lot of pop culture. And definitely the movie that came out recently, I honestly, you know, the timing of it all, I don't, you know, obviously it was too late to be nominated this year for Best Picture, but next year, I don't know, it's kind of a long way for next year, but definitely this movie, by just my opinion, I think out of the MCU, Marvel Cinematic Universe, this is probably the best movie I've seen, and that says a lot for me. And we're talking about, obviously, Black Panther. And
yep.
I just want, you know, I'm going to tell you my points and we'll have Joss come on with hers. But obviously, what's so great about Black Panther is just the obvious, you know. We have a new superhero. And the great thing about Black Panther is, you know, he's not Captain America. He's not Iron. He's not Tony Stark. He's not Steven Rogers.
He's an actor, you know, who has a very fresh face. We've never seen him before. Maybe just, you know, just from that last Avengers movie, but
yes,
total fresh face. And also, this is a superhero from the comics that really didn't get as much attention or that spotlight like our other famous superheroes,
exactly.
You know, with Captain America or Superman or Batman. People knew much more of their history. And just for this particular character, he's a mystery. But the more we learn about him, especially with the big, you know, in-depth reveal of just him in Wakanda and everything, it's just so intriguing that you're like, wow, that's awesome.
So obviously we're talking about the movie Black Panther, Jocelyn and myself, Lou P. And so far, looking at the total, let's go with the stats that are coming out right now. So far, as of today, the movie's made over $800 million worldwide. It's earned lately $6.6 million on its 14th day. The American box office total is $435.4 million. Puts it above this this movie called E.T., you know, $435.1 million, and just below this other one called Shrek 2, which is pretty good. But of course, it's behind Force Awakens, which that's going to be kind of hard to touch. The Last Jedi and Jurassic World. Now, with Force Awakens, it kind of is piggybacked by two things. One, it is a Star Wars movie, but two, it's also during Christmas time, so they kind of get that holiday release. But hey, we won't take anything away from Star Wars and The Force Awakens and things like that. But just the fact that this movie was released. See, I think what's really interesting about this whole thing, and Jocelyn, you know, just chime in when you can. The movie was released in the month of February. Obviously,
that's a very odd time. That's an odd time to actually release a superhero movie. I can't recall.
Well, you know, here's the thing. What I like about it, it just seemed like it just worked. So the timing of it all is released in February. We all are anticipating and looking forward to the Avengers Infinity War movie coming out in May. And obviously, not to give too much away about Black Panther, but in the end of the movie, you know, please stick to the end of the. Don't you just hate, on a side note, don't you just hate people that just get up and leave Marvel movies? I'm like, come on, it's not over.
I kind of wonder, you know, because we sit for both credits.
Exactly.
So if you know Marvel, there's two credits. But yeah, it's just interesting, and I find it amusing when the majority of the audience stands up and they exit, and I start to wonder, like, do they not know anything about Marvel? I guess not. And then, you know, they wait for that first one, but then that whole group then begins to leave the second wave. And I'm wondering, I look around into the theater, and it's like, okay, these are the people who knows.
Yeah, exactly.
What it's all about, and that they really know, okay, we're going to get some good juice here. We're going to get some good meat that's going to tease us to the next Marvel movie.
Exactly.
And we know it's going to tie in together. So it's like, oh, that one more morsel, you know?
Oh, yeah. And that is the genius of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. They're giving us like the breadcrumbs from each movie that hooks you in to get to the next movie. You just can't wait for the next movie. And when it's said on the screen, Black Panther will return for Avengers Infinity War, I basically said, that's in a few months. You know, I'm just stoked already for that movie. We're ready to go. And it's just like, let's get that going. Exactly.
3 months.
And so what I like about this, Joss, hear me out on this. This movie came out the month of February. Avengers comes out in May. You know, you got, you know, word Black Panther could kind of, you know, settle down, and boom, they're right back with Avengers.
Oh,
but
yeah.
February just happens to be something called Black History Month. You know, I just think it's...
That is true. That's another factor. Yeah.
It's just so interesting how it all worked out, just the timeline of everything, the calendar. You look at the calendar, you go, okay, we're going to release this movie then. So then when our big movie comes in, we're set right there. But it just ties in with Black History Month. And
you know, it's interesting that you say that, because mm-hmm. I'm aware with like some programs that I know of as what they're doing to celebrate Black History Month. Mm-hmm. You know, they highlighted certain individuals with achievements. And I know of one where they actually just say, you know what, we're going to take some of the people out, we're going to do a field trip, and we're going to go watch Black Panther. And it's also in a sense like, you know, what this new generation, what they're going up to be able to see, like, you know, there's this African-American man who has all these abilities and strengths, you know, just like the other superheroes, but he just happens to be African-American.
Exactly.
And what a contribution, you know, what a contribution to this culture, to, you know, to the African-American culture. What a historic moment for them, because, you know, you've got young kids who are looking up, and I would not be surprised. I would not be surprised during Halloween time if we've got all these children in different nationalities, even grown men.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely grown men.
Black Panther.
Oh, yeah.
You can definitely identify with this character. I don't, you know, and really you probably don't need to be African-American mm-hmm. to be able to, you know, feel that sense of just relating to the character. But I could just see so many Black Panther costumes. What's funny is that even before it came out, I have a coworker of mine, and his original intent was to have the Black Panther costume for Halloween. The movie didn't even come out yet, but he already had ordered his costume.
He's ahead of everybody.
I know people were just waiting for this, but you're absolutely right. As far as it coming out in February, celebrating Black History Month, you know, it's just, again, another accomplishment, another significant moment that, you know, we can put into the timeline of just celebrating, you know, our this culture.
Exactly. And see,
embracing it. Absolutely, even embracing it. And I think that's important, you know, that we embrace all cultures. So this is just one significant one.
I agree with you. And what's great about that, like I said, you mentioned it, how now all of these inner city kids have somebody they can identify with. I mean, as great as mm-hmm. I love Tony Stark, you really think somebody, you know, who's not well off, and exactly, that's something they can't really, that turns into the quote unquote fantasy. And yeah, also to be a superhero, you have to have the imagination, fantasy and things like that. But, you know, I love the fact that Black Panther, you said it and I will say it too, the fact that now this is a character that people can identify with. They're like, hey, I can, yeah, that's me. Because, you know, growing up, Josh, you know, being that, you know, I'm Filipino-American, when I was young, a teenager, even, we didn't really have that many people to look up to as people that, okay, we could identify with. You know, the one guy we did look up to when we were growing up, and because we broadened the spectrum, we said he was Asian, was Bruce Lee. So we would look up to Bruce Lee. Because guess what? He's Asian, yet, you know, for me, he's not Filipino, but yet he's Asian.
He's Asian.
Exactly. So we're all, so that's where, okay, we're in that trend. We're in that boat. Yeah, we're it's all the Asians that are behind Bruce Lee. And see, that's the thing. Yep. A guy like Bruce Lee, you know, great for the Chinese American culture, for the people out here. And
No.
Exactly. And that was the early 70s into the 80s, long after he passed away. So I know it's, you know, what's great about it's 2018 now. Disney and Marvel have decided they made a movie about a character who's non-Caucasian. Let's be straight about it. Non-Caucasian. Yeah. And look at this, folks. 800 million worldwide. You think Disney's not looking at that going, yeah, sequel time. It's time to make a sequel. Yes, we're going to promote this character. Oh, yes, we're going to do this.
You know, his Black Panther, I mean, just the storyline itself can just continue to move on. And also, you know, one thing I just realized, just to add to that, it's not just Black Panther that's out there. We have Black Lightning that's out
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
If you haven't catched it on the CW, Black Lightning has just been added. It started in January. And they also, the CW has also promoted their new series for a very long time, since the fall. Exactly. And when I watched it, you know what? It's, again, another superhero comic book character that just brings a lot to the screen. And, you know, he's doing something to help his community.
Yes.
So, you know, we've got two African-American superheroes, one on the big screen, one on TV, and they are just blowing it away.
Exactly. If you look at the characters, you mentioned Black Lightning and then Black Panther. Yeah, it's kind of, well, why does it have to be black? Well, it's just the name of the character. But you are right. If you ever saw Black Lightning, you know, we'll talk about Black Lightning in another episode. But Black Lightning, he works with the community. He's a hero that people could look up to. And, you know, just.
Or a hero even amongst us. Because
exactly.
You know, some people are not familiar with Black Lightning, you know, the character. He's actually a principal.
Yeah,
so,
see?
He's a principal. He, you know, the people who he's protecting are the youth and in his community, and he wants to protect them and see them grow to be successful. And so when that's being tarnished or even threatened, that's where he's stepping up. So, you know, again, that's somewhat that we can even look to in our community. You know, maybe it's kind of funny if you think, okay, well, I guess every other principal out there have this, their superhero in their other life.
Yes, but that's true.
In a sense, you know, they are. In a sense,
really?
They are. Mm-hmm. The principals are a hero. You know, they truly are. They just they exhibit their powers in different ways, but they are.
See, so, and that's the thing. That's why Joss and myself, we talk about, what we're talking about here is obviously Black Panther, and we're going to talk about a lot of other things, like with the Marvel Universe, with the DC Universe, with TV and pop culture. But the great thing about it is how all the stuff we're going to talk about, sure, we're geeking out a little bit, and you see the comic nerdiness in all of us. But the great thing about it is, though, is the fact that we relate this to everyday life. And, you know, not to be so blatant that, well, this is the message you're trying to say. We'd love to share that message with you. That's what we love about all the shows.
And you know what? There's no wrong message.
Exactly.
There's so many different multifacets that when two people are watching a movie, or 10 people, you know, 10 people are going to come out of, whether it be the movie or the TV or whatever book you're reading, with 10 different perspectives.
Exactly.
And it's a matter of just, you know, listening and finding value in each of them. But it all comes together, because that's what it's truly about, is just getting all these different perspectives. Like, what did you catch? What did you catch? Oh, I didn't see that. Really? Oh, and just bring more insight that it then makes just, you know, the epitome of what we're doing or what people are watching. Then it just brings this whole different subject and just like, for example, Black Panther, to a whole nother level. Because now you had people, you know, like us, we're going to be catching on, or just realizing that, hey, there were some elements to it that I didn't know about. It's like, wow, I heard about this and that. So it's like, well, now we made Black Panther even more bigger than what it
exactly.
was going to be.
Well, hey, you know, here's the thing. I mentioned the fact that Disney, you know, they're obviously making plans about Black Panther. You know, when you make over 800 million worldwide, I think there are going to be plans for that movie. But what's great about Disney, what they've done is, you know, life, you know, it imitates art, because what Disney has decided to do, not to give away too much here, but in the movie, there is a STEM center that was, you know, being built by T'Challa and his sister. They're going to, in the movie, they build a STEM center in Oakland, which is great. And we'll talk about also the directors and actors, because there is a lot of love for Oakland. We're definitely going to get into that.
Yes,
but,
yes.
But what's interesting is that they, in the movie, they open up a STEM center, and STEM means short for science, technology, engineering, and math. What's interesting about this is Disney now is donating $1 million to open up a new facility in Oakland, California. They also have plans they also have plans to open up in Atlanta, Baltimore, Chicago, Harlem, Hartford, Memphis, New Orleans, Orlando, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., and Watts. And I'm going to tell you right now, all the places we just mentioned, what do they have in common? There is a big African-American population over there that could get the equal opportunities that they haven't been getting for years. And it's awesome that Disney is, you know, doing this, how life imitates art, and just the fact that it's awesome what Disney's doing. So, yeah, we talk about Oakland and the love for the city of Oakland. Again, not to reveal too much, but there's a couple of scenes in the city of Oakland. And, of course, watching it, I don't know about you, but I was like, yeah, that's cool, giving the love to Oakland.
Actually, you know what's funny is that when we were watching, we watched the first weekend that it came out, Full House, as you can expect.
Oh,
and
definitely.
When they showed, you know, the city of Oakland, we started hearing Too Short in the background.
Yep.
There was a sense of pride in the theater.
Exactly.
You know, people started cheering like, yeah. And I came out of that theater and I made a comment about that, like, gay area.
Exactly. See, so, and that's the thing.
But there is a sense of pride, you know,
and
I was actually born in Oakland, but there is a sense of pride. And I can even imagine just the youth or the people who still live in Oakland.
Who
live in Oakland. They, you know, they bleed Oakland. And they must be still feeling so much pride for the fact that, yes, it was based in Oakland.
Exactly. And, you know, what's great about that, too, is, you know, we see so many movies filmed in New York City, L.A., you know, and it's like, again, the whole appeal to, well, I can't really identify with that. Bam, it's in Oakland. So I could definitely speak for folks in the East Bay and Oakland. They love it. There's great Oakland pride, because how many years has it always been San Francisco? Even though Ant-Man and the Wasp is filmed in San Francisco, Oakland is a different city, folks.
It is a different city.
Yes.
It has its own vibe. It has its own culture.
Exactly.
It's all, you know, there's also some trendy parts to it as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm just even trying to think of, like, you know, were there other movies that were based in Oakland? I'm just trying to even
remember. Were a handful. There was, like, Romeo Must Die. They kind of, but it was totally filmed in Vancouver. You could tell that was filmed in Vancouver. But
okay, that doesn't count.
They promoted like they were in Oakland. You know, there have been several movies that been in Oakland. But this in particular, it took pride that, bam, we're in Oakland, California, not in San Francisco. And I think the main reason why is because the director, Ryan Coogler, and this is some personal Joss that I love. He was born in Oakland, but the date he was born is probably the greatest date you could ever be born in. And that's May 23rd. Just happens to be my birthday, too. So there it is. I love the fact that he was born May 23rd in the city of Oakland, which is great. And of course, all of you know, he's one of these young, and let's talk about the director and a couple of the actors. He's one of these young directors coming up. And
is he like, would you think he's in his 30s or 40s?
I think he's early, early 30s, I believe, if I read that correctly.
Wow.
He could be early 30s. I could be wrong. But the great thing about, you know, if in case, you know, you're not familiar with Ryan Coogler's work, let me drop two movies that he did. One's called Fruitvale Station. And the other one is Creed. All good movies.
The same actor.
Exactly. And let's talk about him. Michael B. Jordan, not Air Jordan. You know.
Oh, my goodness.
Michael B. Jordan. And we need to talk about.
He's easy on the eyes, ladies.
Exactly.
He's easy on the eyes.
We need to talk about Michael B. Jordan's performance as Eric Killmonger in this movie.
Oh, my gosh.
Now,
you know what? His presence. And I have to be honest, I haven't seen his other work, but his presence was just unbelievable. And I also like the music that I guess I would say his theme song.
Yeah, he has his own theme going.
Show my respect, bow down.
What I love What I love about Michael B. Jordan was his character, Eric Killmonger, didn't have any special powers. He wasn't a mutant. He wasn't, you know, hit by a spider or a thunder, or, you know, he wasn't a, you know, a genius where he could get high tech. No, he was your everyday guy. He was your everyday guy, and how he accomplished what he accomplished in that movie. So again, we don't want to give away too much. What he was able to do, but it was all, you know, his mind and, you know, his skills that he learned through the years, his determination. I mean, he was basically a regular guy who, in my opinion, besides Loki, is one of the best villains that Marvel's ever had. Okay,
there was an article about that even agrees with your statement that
exactly.
The way that they described him as being one of the best characters ever as a villain because even though he had that persona, he still influenced.
Yes,
he still influenced Black Panther.
Definitely,
you know, in his way that our hero actually learned something from him and took something from him and continued on.
Yes.
And so he was still impacted in a positive way that you wouldn't have expected from a villain.
Yeah, I totally agree. And then, of course, we got to talk about the man who is T'Challa, the Black Panther, Chadwick Boseman. God, I'm messing up the guy's name. Jeez. But T'Challa. What's great about him is what I love about this actor is he's played significant black figures through the years in his career. So besides being T'Challa the Black Panther, he also played Jackie Robinson. He also played Thurgood Marshall. And he also played a linebacker in the movie Draft Day, so we could tie it in with sports here on our station here. But
These are poignant men.
He, you know, these two guys, I'm looking at them, they're the future Denzel Washingtons. You know, these guys are going to be the actors we look forward to seeing. And again, the director, Ryan Coogler, I see him
32
being...
32 years old. I looked it up, folks.
See?
32 years old.
Early 30s. You did check that May 23rd date, right?
Yes,
May 23rd.
You are right. I confirm that every May 23rd
will
be Ryan Lewis's, you know, day.
And Ryan Coogler. So, see? We share a birthday. But, you know, like I said, these...
On the side note, let me just say, I share a birthday with former President Jimmy Carter.
Ah, well, there you go.
We share birthdays with famous people who are significant in our historic timeline.
Yes, I like that. So wrapping you up a little bit here, you know, we didn't give up too much about the movie Black Panther, but what we love about the movie here, I can tell you we'll finish. I'll give you mine and Josh, you could close it out. But my thing about this movie, obviously the name of the movie itself, Black Panther, if you stop and think in history, the Black Panthers were based in Oakland. So there's just so many little messages tied into this movie. What's great about this movie, too, like his soldiers and the natives, they were native looking. You know, they were authentic looking. They weren't Hollywood up. You know what I'm saying?
No.
They didn't make them wear like wigs or anything like. No, they. And the scene where I forget her name, but where she had to wear a wig, you know, she was very uncomfortable wearing that thing.
Oh yes, her name was. I have it right here. Her name was Okoye.
Yes.
Okoye. Okoye. That actress, Danai Gurira. Mm-hmm. Pronounced her name right. Oh, she was phenomenal. She was just simply a badass. She was the best general I ever saw. And the way she carried herself, she was like, you know what? I'm taking no prisoners. And the way she could just move that bow staff, wow.
Exactly. See, so that's just awesome how, you know, coming through, there were just so many messages in this movie. Obviously, the final line that Killmonger says, we won't give it away, is just one that, whoa, that was pretty deep. It was a pretty deep line he says at the end of the movie. Well, yeah, I don't want to give it away for the folks out there, you know, but just it's something really.
Maybe for our next one.
Yeah, it was something really. Whoa, the statement he made, and you mentioned how his character even influenced the Black Panther himself, and it's great. And so, coming out of this, our review of Black Panther. Now, I don't know about Jocelyn, but for me personally, it's if it was Academy Award nomination time, I would hope Black Panther would have been on that list, even though it is a quote unquote comic movie. As a movie itself, it has a great message, great acting, great costumes. Everything about the movie was a good movie. You know, great script, obviously great direction. And again, if you look past the fact that it is a quote-unquote comic movie, and here we go, we could talk about that point. The fact that you may not be a comic geek like myself or Jocelyn or somebody else, right? But this movie is a movie that stands out on its own, and you could watch it and go, whoa, is a good movie. And so far, Disney and Marvel, they make movies like this where you don't need to be, you know, a comic guy updated to every detail of the character. Because you know what it's like? It's like reading a book before watching the movie. Yeah, you may have inside knowledge to characters. And what tends to happen for comic geeks when they watch, you know, movies is they get disappointed because, wait, the character doesn't look like that, or the character wouldn't do that, or that storyline is different. And obviously through...
It's also somewhat limiting. You're limiting
exactly.
your imagination.
You just gotta...
Or not being able to appreciate what, another, again, that insight, another perspective that someone's bringing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just because, you know, I don't want to say the word biased, but it's just been ingrained in the comic books or in the books that you're reading that this is how I saw it in my imagination.
Exactly.
And so therefore... it needs to follow this line.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, apparently with our Marvel and Disney movies, the way that they're making these superheroes, it's like the line could be thick and thin. It's blurred. It's, you know, there's dashes, and it's just still good.
Exactly. Still good. Exactly. Well.
Yeah.
Well, that was our review and thoughts of a little bit. We touched a little bit on Academy Awards a little bit, but we obviously focused on Black Panther, how much we love the movie. We didn't want to give away too much.
I would consider this somewhat of an overview.
Exactly. You know? And maybe later on.
You're absolutely right. This is more of an overview.
Yes.
Like a little, you know what we just did, Lewis? We just looked at the menu.
Exactly.
That's all we did.
See, we didn't.
We just perused the menu, deciding which part looks probably good. Maybe there's
exactly.
something you want to try.
Yeah, it's
not
like.
Really deciding. Yes, you know what? I'm going to order one or two of these.
Yeah, so it's like.
That menu.
I agree. It's like we told people, like, we recommend this food and this is why, but we didn't tell you how it tastes.
No.
We didn't, you know, so this is great.
Yeah, we didn't order yet. It didn't come to our table, but when we did, we're going to tell you how much we either liked it or how it satisfies our taste buds, and we want to order a second.
Okay. All right, well, this has been fun, Josh. So we'll look to doing this again. We'll be doing other, folks, we'll be doing other movies and other TV shows and other pop culture interests for all of you out there. I know we touch on subjects that some of you out there think, wow, they're actually talking about that. Yes, you're going to hear it from us. We will be talking about that here.
And I just want to say, Lewis, thank you again for giving me this opportunity to just share this time with you. I'm so excited that I actually have someone I can talk to.
Well, yeah. So, hey, if it's
about the interest that I watch and that I'm interested in with the different movies, because there is so much dynamic and so much layers. And I get to I spend my time listening to other podcasts or other reviews and people talking. Like, you know what? I realize I do have some insight too. So this isn't just an awesome experience just to share that. So thank you, Lewis. Thank you for just even inviting me.
You're most welcome. And for those of you out there who spent all this time listening to us, please leave us a comment. Leave us a comment what your thoughts are, you know, so we'd love to hear from everybody out there. So thanks again. And until next time, we'll see you guys. Take care.